This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office Thursday night on the Israel-Hamas conflict, as well as Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement was made after President Biden's brief trip to Tel Aviv Wednesday to demonstrate Washington's support of Israel after the October 7th attack on southern Israel by the Palestinian militant group Hamas that killed 1,400 people. Biden praised relatives of victims and thanked Israeli first responders during his brief visit. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Every one of you talked about what you have to do. Every one of you talked to you about having to reach out. Talked about whether or not they're a Jew or a Muslim. Reach out.
The president traveled to Israel with an urgent mission to keep the Israel-Hamas war from spiraling into a broader regional conflict. But his diplomatic mission became more difficult as outrage swept through the Middle East over an explosion that killed hundreds in a Gaza Strip hospital. Biden was originally scheduled to visit Jordan as well, but his meetings with Arab leaders were called off as he was leaving Washington. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
President Biden said he had candid discussions with Israeli leaders as they conduct military strikes that have taken more than 3,000 lives in Gaza in response to the October 7th attack. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that while Israel has been badly victimized, the country has an opportunity to relieve the suffering of innocent civilians in Gaza who have nowhere to go.
And my point to everyone is, look, if you have an opportunity to alleviate the pain, you should do it, period. And if you don't, you're going to lose credibility worldwide. And I think everyone understands that.
This is VOA News. Biden said Egypt has agreed to open its Rafah border with Gaza to initially allow 20 trucks of aid to be received and managed by UN groups. He warned the deliveries will end if Hamas blocks or confiscates the aid. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov held talks with North Korean counterpart Cho Sun-hui in Pyongyang Thursday. Lavrov arrived in the North Korean capital Wednesday for a two-day visit. He thanked North Korea for its support for Russia's war on Ukraine. The United States earlier this month said the North had transferred munitions to Russia to boost its war efforts in Ukraine. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia's Far East last month, where he met Russian President Vladimir Putin. Authorities in Russia have detained a Russian-American journalist on charges of failing to register as a foreign agent. Alsu Kurmasheva, who works for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, traveled to Russia in May from her home in Prague, Czech Republic, due to a family emergency. She was detained and her two passports seized as she was about to fly back to Prague in June. RFERL says Kurmasheva was fined for failing to notify Russian authorities of her U.S. citizenship. The agency says Kurmasheva was waiting for her documents to be returned when she was detained on fresh charges Wednesday. RFERL Acting President Jeffrey Gedman issued a statement calling for Kurmasheva's immediate release. RFERL, like VOA, is an independent news organization that is part of the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Kurmasheva is the second U.S. journalist to be held by Russia in recent months. Evan Gerskovich, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, has been detained since March on accusations of spying. A deadline on a $15 million interest payment has expired without any sign of payment, fueling expectations that China's biggest private property developer has defaulted on its offshore debt. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
As is standard in such contracts, non-payment would trigger cross defaults in other country garden bonds, and the company has almost $11 billion of offshore bonds. Country Garden reiterated on Wednesday that it doesn't expect to meet all of its offshore debt obligations and hopes to seek a holistic solution to its difficulties. Its statement did not directly address the question of whether there had been a default. Scores of other Chinese property developers have defaulted since 2021, when the government introduced new rules to control how much they could borrow. The sector's prolonged woes have dragged on the world's second biggest economy, often rattling global financial markets.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.